And only by being a full part of nature, we can overcome our human discomfort. And while knowing the final result, we shall make it through each and every stage. And the natural burden we remove from our shoulders, the artificial environment will triplicate in our head. And even when we get wealthy, our resources will go to waste, refurbishing the surplus. And by maniacally preserving a container, we may rapidly lose all its content. And there are calm periods and agitated periods, and we shouldn't boost but only second one another. And unless instructed, the new generation will only turn ephemeral the production of the previous one. And only spiritual energy can be regenerated, and in turn regenerate material energy. And by seconding life, we will keep living, and by trying to control it, we will kill it, and following die. And of course, we will experience a recession if we are pulled out or we pull out of a framework without having our own framework set up. And we just ought to experience that a precarious living can magically work more than a lifetime. And the religion of the bourgeois reassures him about the meaning of life and assists him about the fear of death. And rather than having no constraints or social constraints, natural constraints offer the possibility of a most enriching existence. And far from being a perfectionist in our spiritual ecosystem, we ought to take care of even the smallest of creatures, as they will be the new offspring. And only a fragile layer remains to remind us of all the manual work of our ancestors. And always an element coming from within will allow an element coming from outside to disturb a fossilized perfection. Rather than waiting for the mechanical time imposed by society, we ought to suspend time through spiritual transcension. And all the worldly goods accumulated by the rich only sicken the soul in need for infrastructure to host spiritual goods. And we should never judge the outcome of what one wants to achieve, but the reason why he wants to achieve it. And the more socially we succeed, the more our nature is repressed, unless we rebel. Dirt comes as a result of the spoiled civilizations not picking the fruit of their talent. And our poetic soul leans us towards our destiny, even though our destiny keeps us away from the end. And if society can tame our senses, without nature we will never be able to temper our intellect. And either way, we ought to be strongly rooted to avoid that fame will bring us astray. And let the divine unconscious to guide you, and you will be always ready for the things to come. And all the mass media set the world in crisis, while in reality everything is calm. And when the world around us gets locked out by protective laws, we shall set free in a world within us. And it is by first setting our personal freedom that we shall set the freedom for our community. And we should never tolerate to be enslaved under someone only looking for money or fame. And no matter how much we try to shine our history, new history will come and dust over it. And self-discipline is the only way to subdue the social indifference for noble undertakings. And while we grow increasingly isolated, we get obsessed about the news retaining our community. And we can create palaces or entire realms, but it's not up to us whether we can obtain to be part of a communication channel. And we rather kill our soul than lose the comfort of the old infrastructures. And success is the key for a crowded life, which is the key to get contagious. And we shouldn't seek to contribute to the social living, but to establish a community in contact with its nature. And sainthood is when we are fully engaged with our passion, and hobby is when we sometimes look into it. And while preventing injustice, social regulations also prevent the noble instinct to regenerate. And paradoxically, an all-inclusive collaboration will degenerate into wars and exclusions. And as we get caught up in the request of quantification from above, so the quality level of our life decreases. And especially in the age of the machine, power of operation will be only concentrated for the few. And we are only owners of small parts of frameworks ready to suck up our nature. And we more and more utilize machines without any goals, only for the sake of using them. And only nature can survive if it is not taken care of. And the more electrically we communicate, the more electrically we become and are likely to react. A constant top-down communication will always suddenly generate a bottom-up revolution. And by blocking any form of diversity, the canon setting orthodox suffocate life. And in the political debate, our only position is that one extremism will lead to another. And only from within nature we can find stability, as for our artificial creation there will always be an opposing force to destroy it. And even with limited economic resources, time is effectively what we need for our spiritual enhancement. And it is by becoming humble with our natural state that we will find the richest of experiences. And it is only in a one-to-one relationship that the best harmonious living can be established. And complete autonomy we only reach by transcending our aesthetics into a form of asceticism. And while we ought to be patient when the time will come, all ourselves and our resources will need to be available for it. And only spiritual heroes continue building up the content without so much worrying for the container. And having chosen to reject any power position in the social indifference, we are only left to wonder. And only removing any expectation, we can find the peace of mind to spiritually flourish. And in the longer term, to survive as humans, we will have to learn from nature. And we should worry for capital as long as it can guarantee us decent living. And in our spontaneous undertaking, we will be robbed by mice and yet awarded by God.